Scientists have gotten a federal grant to find out if a fatal brain disease killing white-tailed deer could spread to other animals, like possums, skunks, raccoons, and mice, just to name a few. One of the ways this might happen is when wild animals come in contact with a contaminated carcass or eat soil which might be infected with chronic wasting disease. Judd Aiken, a professor in the UW-Madison Veterinary School, says it will be years before they have answers to these questions.
The frustrating thing about prion disease research, if you're doing transmission studies, is that these are long incubation period diseases, and so we will not get quick answers, but we will find out.
Circumstantial evidence indicates the deadly prions don't necessarily go away once the infected animals are removed, that the soil may be a reservoir for the disease. Joel Peterson, a soil scientist at the UW-Madison, says there have been instances where healthy animals became sick after being on land which once held elk with CWD or sheep with the related disease of scrapie.
In some cases, after some attempt at disinfection, the new healthy flocks and herds came down with the disease, suggesting that there was some residual infectivity somewhere in the landscape.
If proven, this could affect how long it might take the state to control CWD and how infected deer might be disposed of.
Another impetus for our research is to understand how the prions might behave if they're disposed, say, through burial, whether, say, lining a landfill with clay would represent an effective barrier for the prion.
All deer carcasses suspected of having CWD were initially incinerated. Other deer killed in the eradication zone and other areas were disposed of in landfills once tests came back negative for the disease. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.